It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Viewers of The Voice carried Addison Agin to second place Tuesday night, giving the Fort Wayne singer runner-up status to new champion Chloe Kohansky.
The moment we've all been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. The winner of The Voice is Chloe Kohansky.
Addison Agin, a 16-year-old student at Concordia Lutheran High School, was attempting to become the second Indiana resident to win the televised talent search in the show's 13 seasons. Indianapolis singer Josh Kaufman won The Voice in May 2014. And
these old castles were loaded
sad
with traps.
News.
Oh, don't be silly.
Heather North, who was the voice of Daphne Blake in the classic Scooby-Doo cartoons, passed away last month at 71, but the announcement only came this week. North died at her home in California after a long illness. Her run voicing the famous cartoon was from 1970 and through 2003.
I never was a huge Scooby-Doo fan, but
I was.
But I love the theme song.
Me too. It was a massive cartoon in my house growing up. My dad loved it when he was little, and my brother and I loved it when we were little, and the original, not like the new weird stuff.
They still do Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, but I think I don't know if anyone's airing these, like, original episodes, but I grew up watching the original episodes on, like, reruns.
And by the way, like, this clip right here with Daphne.
These old castles were loaded with traps. Oh, Velma, don't be silly. That only happens in movies. Daphne! Daphne!
What happened?
Daphne fell through a trap door.
I wish I could fall through a trap door. I wonder what that's like.
Can I just tell you something funny? When I was 6 years old, I emailed Cartoon Network and I told them, my name is Alexandra Clark, I'm six, and I would really love an episode where Fred and Daphne get married.
I wish we had that email to actually see.
It was amazing.
Did they write back?
No one ever wrote back. And I'm still upset about it. Bill Clinton was once caught trying to sneak out of the White House, apparently to visit a mistress.
Yeah, get it, Playboy.
By hiding under a raincoat in the back of his personal lawyer's car. The former president was stopped by a Secret Service officer at the gate who inspected lawyer Bruce Lindsey's vehicle and was shocked to see Clinton inside. The incident was recounted by former Secret Service officer Gary Byrne in his new book. Byrne says that Clinton would routinely sneak out to visit his well-known and less well-known mistresses in Washington, D.C. Such trips were known as off-the-record or OTR, a privilege normally reserved for somber occasions, such as visits to families of dead servicemen. But Clinton supposedly began to use them for his secret missions, which left the Secret Service outraged. Selena Gomez's mother recently visited the hospital, but it wasn't only because of her daughter's rekindled relationship with Justin Bieber. So a source close to the family told People magazine that Mandy Teefy was voluntarily checked out by medical personnel last week, denying a TMZ report that she was admitted due to an argument about Gomez's boyfriend. The source says it's been a stressful time for Mandy, and she made the decision herself to go to the hospital and make sure everything was okay. This wasn't just about Justin. Which I think is interesting because they're obviously not saying it wasn't about Justin. They're saying it wasn't just about him. So it was partly because Selena's dating Bieber. They said it's true. Her family doesn't approve of Justin, but this wasn't just over a fight about him. So very interesting. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek referred to a contestant's former career as hard for a woman, and some people online are calling the comment sexist.
Lisa Beth Davis, retired Army Master Sergeant. Yes, that must be really tough for a woman, because a master sergeant is giving orders most of the time. How was it for you?
How is that sexist?
I don't think it's sexist. I think it's a valid question.
He didn't say it must be hard for a woman to do well in the military or any of that. He said to give orders, which, oh my God, I don't know a single man.
To a bunch of guys.
I don't know a single guy out there, myself included, and it just naturally that would to be bossed around by a woman, like in the military. And I'm not trying to like not knock the military, but I think that's a valid question.
I do too.
Like, you tell me how many women are in power. Like, it's more men. It should be more women.
A woman accidentally texted Sarah Michelle Gellar her engagement news while trying to share the exciting news with her sister. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer star took to Facebook recently to share a photo of a woman who sent her a photo of herself grinning and showing off her engagement ring. Gellar wrote, "This is Charlene Willis. She got engaged yesterday and meant to text her sister, but in all the excitement got me instead." Gellar added, "Her sister didn't respond, but I did, so please help me say congrats to Charlene and her fiancé, whose name I don't know. Hashtag congratulations." The woman responded to the actress saying, "Thank you so much for this. You've truly made my engagement experience even more of a life changer." I thought that was a cool story. And Mindy Kaling has given birth to her first child, a baby girl named Catherine Kaling, born on December 15th. She's not revealed the identity of her baby's father, and she is not currently publicly linked to anyone romantically. But speaking of Mindy, NBC is getting ready to put pen to paper on a revival of The Office. Sources confirm that the network is eyeing a continuation of the beloved workplace comedy for the 2018-2019 season.
Spoiler alerts. Are there spoilers? Please don't spoil because I have only one season left.
No, there's no spoilers.
Continue.
The revival would once again be set at Dunder Mifflin Scranton, Pennsylvania branch and feature a mix of new and old cast members. Steve Carell, who starred as the branch's regional manager, Michael Scott, for 7 of the comedy's 9 seasons, will not be involved in the new series. The search for a new RM and boss is said to be already underway. NBC declined to comment on or confirm any details of the story.
Wait. I said no spoilers, so you're telling me that Michael Scott...
Everyone knows that at the end. That's like everyone knew that was huge news when it was happening.
I didn't know that.
Ugh, you don't know how it happens. You don't know if he dies.
He dies?
I didn't say.
Why
I said
they,
you don't know it.
Why would they kill him?
I told you you don't know what happened.
This is the worst news I've ever heard.
I said you don't know.
I am done.
I didn't say he does die. I just said you don't know what happens. That is the garbage.